Hermione read the paper several times. Then she walked up and down the line of bottles, muttering to herself and pointing at them. At last, she clapped her hands.
"Got it," she said. "The smallest bottle will get us through the black fire toward the stone."
Harry looked at the tiny bottle. "There's only enough there for one of us," he said. "That's hardly one swallow." They looked at each other. "Which one will get you back through the purple flames?" Hermione pointed at a rounded bottle at the right end of the line. "You drink that," said Harry. "No, listen. Get back and get Ron. Grab brooms from the flying key room. They'll get you out of the trap door and past Fluffy. Go straight to the owlery and send Hedwig to Dumbledore. We need him. I might be able to hold Snape off for a while, but I'm no match for him, really."
"But, Harry, what if you know who's with him?"
"Well, I was lucky once, wasn't I?" said Harry, pointing at his scar. "I might get lucky again." Hermione's lip trembled, and she suddenly dashed at Harry and threw her arms around him.
"Hermione! Harry, you're a great wizard, you know."
"I'm not as good as you," said Harry, very embarrassed, as she let go of him.
"Me," said Hermione, "books and cleverness. There are more important things, friendship and bravery and, ooh, Harry, be careful."
"You drink first," said Harry. "You're sure which is which, aren't you?"
"Positive," said Hermione.
She took a long drink from the round bottle at the end and shuddered.
"It's not poison," said Harry anxiously. "No, but it's like ice."
"Quick, go, before it wears off."
"Good luck. Take care."
"Go." Hermione turned and walked straight through the purple fire. Harry took a deep breath and picked up the smallest bottle. He turned to face the black flames.
"Here I come,"
he said, and he drained the little bottle in one gulp. It was indeed as though ice was flooding his body. He put the bottle down and walked forward. He braced himself, saw the black flames licking his body, but couldn't feel them. For a moment, he could see nothing but dark fire. Then he was on the other side, in the last chamber. There was already someone there. But it wasn't Snape. It wasn't even Voldemort.